The president of the Alaska Gas Line Development Corporation thinks the future of a small diameter natural gas pipeline in Alaska will be resolved one way or the other before his career ends. At age 62, Dan Foskey announced his resignation yesterday from his other full-time job, CEO of the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. Now he'll be focused on the pipeline.
Especially after it was fully funded, in this last go-around.
That's Foskey referring to the legislature's passage of House Bill 4 earlier this year. It lined up $225 million in state funding for AGDC, gave it the authority to borrow more, and makes it an independent corporation under the Department of Commerce. Right now, it's a subsidiary of AHFC.
I think we're going to have a pretty good answer in another year and a half as to the open season, whether it was successful or not.
An open season is a regulated period when gas sellers, shippers, and buyers can shop for each other's business. It's a key benchmark for determining the pipeline's viability. Opponents of HB 4 said the economics of a small pipeline won't pencil out and that it could undermine state-backed efforts to build a large diameter pipeline for exporting Alaska's natural gas. Foskey has been AHFC CEO since 1995. He has a reputation for getting things done. During his tenure, the corporation's credit rating has improved. It's loaned more than $7.5 billion in its mission to foster affordable housing and contributed $1.9 billion to the state's general fund.
I kind of welcome the opportunity. As much as I hate to leave AHFC, I've been fully engrossed in this gas line now for almost 3 years.
Foskey's departure may mark the end of the legislature pushing mega projects like the Kinnickarm Bridge under AHFC oversight. House lawmakers floated that idea earlier this year. The bill is alive, but unlikely to be formally discussed again until January. That's when lawmakers return to Juneau. Here's the incoming AHFC head, Brian Butcher.
Whether they decide that there are projects and things that they think AHFC should take care of, that's a question for the future.
Butcher worked in senior management at AHFC before becoming the Revenue Commissioner in 2010. He resigned as head of the State Department of Revenue on Tuesday. The department is home to the state's oil and gas tax policy experts. As Commissioner, Butcher was often the face of the Parnell administration during the last 3 years of oil and gas tax deliberations. Foskey will maintain his $366,000 salary. Butcher leaves the Revenue Commissioner's salary of $135,000 for a salary of $250,000 at AHFC.